Welcome back to the podcast. In this episode, I'd like to talk about mind-body symptoms. And I think it is fair to say that everyone has got mind-body symptoms. Because if we're talking about back pain, small pains and itches, nausea, fatigue, tiredness, we're often talking about mind-body symptoms. And for the ones where these symptoms have gotten extreme or just very frequent, they talk about a chronic disease. And then they're lost in the labyrinth of finding what is wrong with them. But it's just mind-body symptoms. And having that in the back of your mind can really help you to move beyond this, to once and for all leave the realm of mind-body symptoms behind you. Enjoy the podcast. So yes, we all have these kind of symptoms, and we all believe in it, because that's the purpose of it. Dr. Sarno says it protects you. It protects you via distraction. So you have to believe that something is very wrong, or something is just temporarily wrong, or something is just there for a valid reason. But is that really the case? And I'd like to talk a little bit about my own experiences from the past month, and knowingly that I am actually a health coach dealing most of the time with people with these mind-body symptoms. So I'm well aware of it, but still sometimes, you know, I'm not that fast in catching myself into believing these, well, let's say nonsense. And with a disclaimer, I don't want to diminish anybody's experience, because I know there are more than just primary symptoms. People can slip downhill very fast in a downward spiral, and what you experience then might just be pure hell. So, first of all, a background story. I have had 7 years of extreme fatigue, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And my life was getting smaller and smaller, and I spent the majority of those 7 years in my bed. I was almost unable to stand up most of the time, and at my lowest point, I could hardly talk. Now, there were several reasons for me to experience that state of being. But the primary symptoms that kicked everything off was what they call in TMS, mind-body syndrome, so-called mind-body symptoms. And these symptoms didn't came out of the blue for me. At a certain moment in my life, I was ready to de-stress myself. My whole body was full of stress. I was always tensed up, and I had a lot of emotions buried inside of me. And it was time for me, because I was in a period of safety, for all these stressors to come up. My brain perceived these emotions and stressors as a threat. And it wanted to protect me with extreme symptoms. Symptoms that I could not really place, because they were so extreme. And knowing what I know now about these symptoms is that they are the most severest things that a human being can feel. The pain of back pain with people with chronic back pain is intense. The fatigue for someone with chronic fatigue syndrome is unimaginable. It's just one word. It's horrible. And that's exactly the point. Because as long as I focused on these terrible sensations that drew all my attention to them, I was distracted from the emotions that wanted to leave my body. But as long as I was stuck in that phase, and that was like for many, many years, nothing really resolved itself. So I was stuck. I wasn't healing. I wasn't releasing anything. I was just stuck in my bed, adding more and more negative belief systems about myself and my energy and my condition. So my own experience right now is the following. A month ago, I was together with my girlfriend looking for properties to buy. We want to buy a nice piece of land to build a hut upon, to live outside, very, very simple. And many people judge me for that. Sometimes I receive emails, people thinking that I'm not really recovered. I mean, whatever that means. Because I cannot go back to living in a city. But the thing is, I don't want to live in a city. And I've never wanted to live in a city. So, you know, I'm just doing my thing. So there we were, looking for pieces of land to buy. Properties. And it was pretty stressful because, you know, you have to make a decision and not everything is okay. And then there's financial worries. And then after that, I came home and I was exhausted. And I believe that that exhaustion was due to the fact that I drove halfway around the island in 2 days. And that it was valid for me to be exhausted. But after 2 days, I was like, nah, something is off here. Doesn't feel right. And I did the inner work from which I also teach in the Alignment Recovery Program. And it didn't last long for my fatigue to completely fade away, like 10 minutes. So 10 minutes later, I was going for a walk with the dog. Very steep here. It's like literally like you're walking on the stairs for an hour. So I was doing some hiking with the dog to make sure that he gets his energy out so that I can, you know, sleep at night. So that was one experience. Then a second experience is that I had a fight with my girlfriend. And it didn't last long for me to be completely dizzy. Like my balance was completely off and everything was shaking and moving and I could hardly walk. Then, well, I fell asleep and the next morning it was still the same thing and the whole day was horrible. And I knew, okay, there is another emotion there that I had to feel. But I couldn't find it. So normally people would think, you know, something is wrong with their balance organ and they go to the doctor. But I knew this from the very first second. This had to do with maybe some feeling of being afraid or being angry from the fight or the argument. And still, I couldn't find it. So it lasted around 5 hours before I found it. And then afterwards, the symptom of dizziness and the unbalance faded away slowly in about 4 hours. So yeah, I always thought that it was a really, you know, a funny symptom to have that. And I heard about people having that a lot. And I always thought like, if I would have something like that, I would never take it serious. But then I noticed, no, normally if I didn't have that knowledge, I would take it serious because it's extreme, just like the fatigue. Yet I'm sometimes still buying into the fatigue, but I don't buy the dizziness. And then this week, something really funny happened as well. I've been to a retreat with a lot of breath work. And breath work is pretty extreme. Doing breath work for hours, it has a tendency to bring up emotions as well, because you're literally cleaning the cells from your body, where all the stress and the trauma is stored. So sometimes, you know, when you do something like that, you have to cry or scream, or especially when you do it with many people together, and there's a really nice vibe going on and people scream and cry. It's just very beautiful. Rachel from our Facebook group would call it exorcism, which makes it funny. So being at home, doing this practice every day almost, I had, when I woke up one day, it was a few days ago, I was a bit grumpy. So there was anger, I already knew that. It was irritation. Irritation is an unproductive way of dealing with anger, because anger is just, you know, it needs to get out of your system, plus a boundary. And irritation is just nagging about, you know, how everything is wrong without really wanting to feel the emotions and without really wanting to implement new boundaries. So I was in the morning cleaning the house, and the broomstick was a bit too short, and I turn around and suddenly, a terrible feeling in my back. And it was a really extreme back pain. And of course, I didn't buy into it. I knew it was my brain creating symptoms. So I didn't go to a doctor, of course. And I think, you know, that's where it got really wrong, when people go to doctors for these kind of things. Because then you go to the doctor, they do a scan, and then they find that there is an abnormality in your spine. And before knowing it, you're really afraid of the back pain and you need a surgery. But fortunately for me, Dr. Sarno did a lot of research about it, and he discovered that healthy people without any back pain also have these kind of abnormalities. And that is just a distraction created from the brain. So it was time for me to do another breath work session. And my God, I could hardly do it because my back was hurting so much. So I had to lay down the entire breath work session because there was just too much pain. Then after like 15 minutes of breath work, I started crying. I have no idea why. I just felt some pain. I had to scream for a while. And then after that, slowly my back pain faded away. And an hour after the breath work, there was no back pain whatsoever. It's a beautiful release and a beautiful result into disappearing symptoms. In one of his books, Dr. John Sarno writes about a woman called, I think it was Eileen. And she had incredible back pain. And she had a really beautiful release because at one point all the anger came out because once upon a time she was a victim of a sexual crime. All the anger came out and she was, you know, like having lots of release signals, like screaming, sweats, crying, etc., etc. And after that, the back pain faded away. Dr. John Sarno mentioned that this is a very rare case because most people, they need to slowly stop believing in their symptoms. But this kind of release work is exactly what I'm doing with my coachings and the Alignment Recovery Program. I teach you to not only not believing anymore in the symptoms, but also to release the stressor that is underneath that. So that's why they talk about exorcisms. And it sounds a bit extreme, but sometimes after 10 minutes of a release, you're just sweating, crying. Some people scream, vomit. Some people laugh as well. This week I had a beautiful coaching session with a man who couldn't stop laughing anymore. Beautiful. And then after that, people feel a relief in symptoms and they can continue their life. So that's basically my work around the subject of TMS, the mind-body syndrome, and dealing with all kinds of mind-body symptoms. But the most difficult part is that people are attached into believing a certain idea about their symptoms. So almost everyone thinks that there is something wrong with them. It starts with, you know, diets and deficiencies, which is logical if you're stressed, especially when the stressor is attached to your intestines. And of course, your absorption is not functioning anymore. And maybe leaky gut is making you tired after eating. But, you know, most symptoms are these mind-body symptoms that can relieve themselves really, really fast. So people believe in all sorts of things, and I don't really have the time to mention all of them. But at a certain point, when they have tried everything else, when they have really no options left, that's when they come to me. And then they notice how easy it actually can be. But they believe, they have lots of beliefs about these symptoms. And you don't really have to believe me into, you know, saying you that it's just a mind-body symptom. Because if you have been like me, you know, so many years into finding the solution, then there is a lot of build-up and stress and negativity around your symptoms. So then in a coaching session, when there is a release, that this usually needs some preparation from people, then they know. They don't have to believe in it anymore. They just know. It's a mind-body symptom. And I can release this as soon as I can. Because it's not always easy. You need to learn the tools, to master them, but also to catch yourself. Oh my God, this is going on right now. I need to release it. Great. Because I think that a lot of the negative beliefs after many, many years of having, you know, these chronic conditions, our cells are wired to have this limitation where people feel that they are like spoonies, having only a certain amount of energy, or that there is something wrong with their backs, or they have a weak back, or that that it's normal for them to have headaches and maybe they need to drink more. Well, there are so many mind-body symptoms that I can hardly mention them all, because almost everything is a mind-body symptom. Whether it is pain in your feet, pain in your pelvic muscles, whether it is muscle spasms, it can be literally everything. And usually the brain creates something that you are afraid of. Because with me, I didn't care about back pain. I was just, you know, laughing about it. I was telling everybody, hey, I have this back pain. It's hilarious. Or, hey, I have this dizziness. It's hilarious. It almost sounds like laughter yoga. And I started the podcast with saying that everybody has these mind-body symptoms. And I think that's very much the case, because sometimes I am coaching a human with chronic fatigue syndrome, for example, and the partner wants to learn the release tools as well so that they can help each other, which I think is the most beautiful thing that you can do in a relationship, to grow together, to understand each other emotionally. So then the partner learns the tools as well. And what happens then is that they also develop symptoms, because their brain has also been taught to not feel their stress, their emotions, maybe extreme anger, extreme fear, which is all attached to their bodies, to their organs, from the throat to the bladder. So these partners then develop lots of crazy symptoms as well, like nausea, dizziness, fatigue, lots of pain as well. And that's the brain protecting them from going further, because the brain is saying like, no, no, don't go there. And that is as well beautiful for a relationship, because now the other partner gets it. And it seems like the one with the chronic disease is just one step further, because that human is ready to release all of it, can no longer hold any stress inside of them. So the partner then learns what it is and can eventually learn how to deal with themselves emotionally without needing to develop a chronic disease. So thanks for listening, and I wish you a beautiful day. Bye.